Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, 9:26. Here we go. Councilperson Cindy Nguyen, who represents New Orleans East, to talk about what the council's got coming up today and some other things. How are you this morning? Okay.
Hey, good morning, Tommy. How are you? Great to hear from you again.
I'm okay. It's good to hear from you, and it's always a pleasure to have you on. Let me ask you this. How did New Orleans East fare, your district, with the cold weather?
Just like everybody else, I think, you know, we suffer from when they did the rollback. Remember that one night, I think it was the Mardi Gras night, when Entergy had to roll back some power to kind of help with the entire system. And so we were impacted by that as well. And I was going to just share with you that today, through the rule of suspension, Councilmember Moreno is going to introduce a resolution. Not sure if you guys were you able to tune in to the joint Public Works and Utility Committee that we had on Tuesday, mm-hmm. Monday or Tuesday of this week. And basically, we discovered that Entergy may have impacted more people than needed.
That
is very alarming.
Your jaw had to drop when my jaw dropped when I heard that.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
It is very crazy. So she's going to be introducing a resolution to order the utility consultant to conduct an investigation. And so, of course, my jaw completely dropped, was, you know, really disturbed by the information, because particularly in my district, that night I received calls from senior citizens reside at Peace Lake Tower. So I have about 160 senior citizens, and they were impacted by that rollback. And it was very disturbing when you hear an elderly voice on the phone, just like I'm freezing, and then you also hearing that we really need to do this, council member. And, you know, trying to get a balance, but then a week later, you're finding out that, you know, that maybe they did not have to roll them back. So Entergy didn't really have the information for us. So I believe that the investigation will be able to highlight some of the doing that happened, and how do we correct that moving forward? Because obviously, you know, even though the incident happened last week, hasn't happened for, 20 years from what I was told. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that it's not going to happen again. And so we just got to be better prepared. We have to make responsible decisions that we're not putting people at risk when it's not needed.
Does that make you wonder what the hell's going on at Entergy?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's hard to believe that this is the only instance where they had some kind of failure of communication or a failure of leadership, chain of command, whatever, that this was the only time that happened.
Yeah, and I think communication is always the key, and that's something that if you were tuning into the committee meeting, all the council members, like, listen, every time when something happens, it's always the lack of communication. Mm-hmm. When are you guys going to get it, you know? And then, of course, they come on and say, you know, we're going to do a better job, you know? And I know that there's always room for improvement, but come on. You know, I think it was maybe 2 weeks prior to this week that we had them on about, you know, Entergy, the bills being high and not warning residents about expecting high bills. And, you know, just stuff like that. I just think that we need to be very intentional about communicating to our customer, but then also making responsible decisions that we're not putting more people at risk, especially during cold nights. You know, I get it that we have to participate as part of the agreement with MISO, but then when you are only required to roll back 26 megahertz, and what we were hearing that they roll back at least 80 megahertz, and we don't know if that's the exact amount or not, it's very aching when, and I still remember that night, it was really cold, and as I stated, I received calls from senior citizens that lives at Peace Lake Towers, and I still hear those voices, you know, and then now finding out this, it's extremely disturbing.
What are you hearing about from the people in your district about utility bills?
Oh, it's well, you know, people are always complaining that it is high. And I think what we're doing more now is to, because everybody's home is not designed the same way. Okay, so this is not an attack on Entergy. This is not saying that I don't agree with my constituent. But particularly in my district, we have a lot of old homes. Okay, so when you have, like, I'll use my house. I have about 1,800 square feet. And my home is about 30 years old. And I've noticed this year that my electric bill is a little bit higher compared to previous years.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have solar panels, so I'm exercising a lot of the energy-efficient methods, right? But maybe I haven't exercised all of it. And so before I blame Entergy, because, of course, whatever I use, I have to pay. And so my thought is, how do I decrease the usage? That's the first thing. And then to make sure that when I'm using energy, that I'm not losing energy because my home is old and maybe there's areas that I need to address in reference to weatherization. But we do have, like I said, I think that plays a major role. And I'm not in the business of utility.
Right.
But as I am getting more involved in understanding how individual bills are being generated by your usage. It could be the appliances that people are using that are not energy efficient. It could be, and you know, before joining the New Orleans City Council, everything was plugged into my home, Tommy. Like, you know, like your standard toaster and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I started unplugging it because I was advised, and I took some classes and workshops saying that when you plug it in, you're using energy as well, even
phantom
though you're not
power,
using it.
I think they call it.
Exactly.
Yeah, phantom power. So
yeah,
let me ask you real quick before we run out of time. What's on the agenda for the council today?
Well, today is, you know, the resolution is the big thing for the entire city that we're going to conduct that investigation. We actually have a pretty light day today. We have a lot of district council members that will be taking up on some of their zoning dockets. And so, but the biggest thing for us, for the entire city, is to start this investigation in reference to Entergy and what happened last week.
One other thing I wanted to ask you about is Little Woods and crime. Are things out of control in Little Woods? What's going on there? Because it seems like we hear about that a lot in terms of shootings.
Yeah, and so I think, and again, I don't know if you know, but maybe about 2 weeks ago, I passed a resolution, Resolution 21-44, basically asking media, you know, to basically when they report incident, to report incident fairly and not just, you know, when they report incident in Eastern New Orleans. Eastern New Orleans is over 133 square miles. I think everybody knows that. We're the largest district compared to other districts. And so when you report an incident in Eastern New Orleans, you're penalizing over 80,000 people that could be living 5 to 10 miles from each other, which is very far compared to other areas in the city as well. And so I'm working with the media to address that. But Little Woods also is a very big area. And so we're also working to update our neighborhood map because I believe the old GIS map for Littlewood goes from Paris Road and Haines all the way to, on Haines, all the way to Crowder. And so when you think about that, that's a good 5 miles. And when an incident happened in what you call Littlewood, you're negatively impacting other neighborhoods that are very safe. And, you know, but outside of that, I think that just helped address some of the perception that we have in our district. But there's definitely a need to address crime in the city of New Orleans. Crime is happening everywhere, unfortunately. And I think COVID-19 has added a major barrier to it. But we also recognize that, you know, job opportunities are not out there. We need to have more programs for our young people. And so we're working closely with our district attorney, with our Office of Family and Children, our juvenile criminal judges, and the administration in putting together a comprehensive plan in reference to how do we curb crime in the entire city.
Do you like, before we run out of time, Cindy, do you approve of what Jason Williams is doing? And do you have any concerns over who he named? Any conflict of interest with who he named in terms of the youth prison?
Yeah, so you know what? I've heard of appointment. I don't know them personally. I honestly have to share with you that I haven't really had a chance to really vet or even look into that matter because I've been quite busy with the with my district. And I think that, you know, with District Attorney Williams coming in, you know, it's still very early to really determine that. And I'm pretty sure he has the attention and focus of making sure that the city of New Orleans is safe. And so, but I haven't really done much review of it in reference to his appointment in his office.
I appreciate your time. Anything quickly before we let you go? One day.
Yeah, so we are, you know, District E, the city of New Orleans, continue to promote vaccine distributing citywide. And I just wanted to share that the Walmart in the east off of Bullard is doing drive-through vaccine distributing for eligible populations. And it starts today from 8 to 4, and it's going to go on until Monday, March the 1st. All people have to do is go to walmart.com/COVID vaccine to register, and they'll be able to get their vaccine. They have close to 2,000 vaccines to distribute, so I want to encourage those that are eligible to receive the vaccination to consider getting an appointment anywhere in the city. But if you are struggling to get an appointment at Walmart off of Bullard, they're doing drive-through vaccination starting today from 8 to 4. And again, all you have to do is register at walmart.com/COVID vaccine.
Forward slash, probably, huh?
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah,
okay, forward slash. I keep saying backslash,
yeah.
And no one has ever corrected
me. you usually wear that. You rarely use that. That's why I was wondering. Is that just for Orleans Parish residents or not?
You know what? I'm not sure. I'm not sure, but I know that you have to be an eligible population.
In a group, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you. I'm on the site right now, so, and I'm clicking on schedule, so we'll see what it says. Thank you, Cindy Nguyen. I appreciate your time.
Yes, thank you. Good chatting with
you. You have a good day.
Before.
All right.
You too.
As always, thank you. Taking a break, coming back. We'll talk to our friend, Dr. Fred Lopez, professor and infectious diseases specialist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine, to find out about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and more. We'll be right back. WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.